Sechs Shabbos Perek Chaf Dalet Mishnah Gimel until Sechs Erevin Perek Aleph Mishnah Aleph. The Mishnah continues to discuss feeding one's animals on Shabbos. And the main point of the Mishnah is that one cannot do something which is unnecessary when it comes to feeding the animals on Shabbos. We don't want one to work too hard on Shabbos, that's Uvdin Dechol. It's a weekday activity. And because of that, in Uvdin Esagomel, one cannot force feed a camel. What they would often do when a camel was about to go on a long journey, at the beginning of the journey, they would feed the camel a lot of food. They would even force feed the camel. They would stuff food down its throat to a place that the camel cannot then spit it out, and he's forced to swallow it. And that way they wouldn't really need to feed the camel throughout the duration of the journey. Be it as it may, that is considered a hard work and unnecessary, and therefore it is forbidden on Shabbos. V'lo dursin, one cannot force feed a little bit of food to the camel either. Avamal eaten, but you can put food in the camel's mouth and try and make it to eat as long as the camel is still able to spit it out. As long as you're not literally forcing it down the camel's throat, it is permitted. Vein mamrin asar golim, one cannot fatten calves also by force feeding them to a point where they cannot spit the food out. Avamal eaten, but you can put the food in its mouth if you put it only to a only to a place where it is still able to spit the food out. Similarly, in Mahalkatin and Tanagolim, one can put food into the mouths of chickens. And again, this is referring to a method of feeding the chickens, but not literally forcing it down their throat, so the chicken is still able to resist and not swallow the food, so that's not considered a hard form of work, and so it is permitted on Shabbos. V'nosin mayim lamurson, one can add water to bran. This was a preparation for the animal to eat the food. Avaloi govrin, but one is not allowed to knead the bran once you've added the water, because one of the 39 melachos is kneading, mixing the grain or the bran with the water. So you're not allowed to do that, but you can add water by itself as long as you don't need it, because that is considered a necessary preparation of the food for the animals on Shabbos. The Mishnah now brings another example of an unnecessary preparation of food, which is therefore forbidden on Shabbos. Ve'enosim mayim lifnei advarim. One cannot place water in front of bees v'lifnei yonim, or in front of doves shebashovach in a bird hut, in a dove cot, because since these animals can fly around and get water very easily, for you to go and schlep water towards them is considered unnecessary, and therefore you cannot do that on Shabbos. On the other hand, avol noisim lifnei avozim, one can put water in front of geese, sarnegolim, and chickens, but if neyona hadesios, and in front of doves, which are a certain breed of doves, which were kept in people's gardens, and these animals are all dependent on their owner for food, and the owner usually does feed them, and therefore it is considered something necessary, they don't just go and get food themselves, and so it is permitted to bring water to them on Shabbos.